כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
כיבו סוס פרוי, רכבו פרושו ביום. This is the last pasuk written with the Shiva. This is a discussion. It's actually part of the Shiva. Or not. It's basically the summary of the entire Shira. Ki vosus paroi v'rechpo v'rosho bayom, because Paro and his chariots and his horsemen went and drowned in the sea. V'yoshal aleim esmei hayom. And at the same time, b'nei Yisrael hochem v'yabosh v'sorich hayom. It's a stress. Ramban points this out, that this is a nes, a toich nes, a double miracle. But as we were going on the dry land, on the other side, the sea already was drowning and swallowing up and covering up all the stream. So that is the final pasuk of the Shira, and that's the last statement, which is coming after the previous one that said Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. The true malchus of Hashem is when we see that at the same act, not just two different forces, that one is saving and one is destroying. The same act of Kriyas Yamsuf is simultaneously saving Kohal Yisrael by Yabosha and drowning Suspar V'Rikhbov Toich Hayam. The destruction of one nation and the salvation of the other nation is by the same force. And that is the epitome of the Malchus of Hashem. Some nations believe that there's two different forces in the world. There's a force that does good and there's a force that does bad. You believe that, you're in trouble, because you really never know which side is going to get you, which one has their independent dominion. The world is chaos. There's causes a feeling of despair. I can imagine in this system if I don't know who's going to take control of me. But when we saw it simultaneously, in the same act of Kriyas Yamsuf, Christ was being saved, and Mitzrayim being drowned, that's a sign that Hashem, Yimloch Lo'olam Vo'ed, there's only one Hashem, one force that orchestrates everything altogether. It's a pasuk that David HaMelech said, Mizla Dar Hashem Ro'i Lo Yechso, Shiftecho U'mishantecho Heimo Yinachmuni. Your staff and your other type of staff, that will cause me solace and comfort. But this is how Meltzer explains that a shevet is a staff which is used to hit the animals, to keep them in place. Mishon is like a cane, something to support a person. So the shevet is to be the strong arm, to put things in place, the midas adin. And the mishon is the midas achesed v'rachamim. When a person is weak, it supports him. So what's a nechama? The nechama is, the solace is, the fact that I know that shiftecho mishantecho, they're both from the same person, same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one person is holding the staff to smite, and the other one's holding the cane to support, then we're in trouble. But it's shiftecho mishantecho, it's only from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is in the Chomer. I know that everything is happening coming from the same source. Everything's happening coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is kuloi toif. He only wants our benefit, our goodness. And that's if we have to try to reveal in our own lives, on our level, to see the Machos Hashem, to see that everything that's going on in our lives is coming from the same source, the loving nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when we sometimes have to go through the shevet, the hard things, it's also coming from the same place that has the mission and support. We're still being fed, we're still being sustained, and it must be, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we know, what it is. This is the greatness of HaMunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and the greatness of the true nature of the world. You could always have the peace of mind of knowing Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Lo'ed. Hashem is the only nation. That's the only God, the only power that is controlling and sustaining the world and our own personal lives. So once again, we went through this beautiful Shira of Ozyosha, trying to relive, and this is what we're supposed to be doing. Take a break for 10 seconds before we start, and say it daily. Imagine that we're standing on the shore, and we have been saved, and all those powerful Egyptians and the great nation that was destroying us have been destroyed, and we have been saved, and we're now going on a path towards Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash. We've gone through the Golus for thousands of years already, and we've seen so much Soros, but together with that, Mishantecho, Hashem is supporting us, He's keeping us going, we're still Chai B'Kayim, and now in Mitzvah Hashem, we're looking forward with our Maisim Toivim, our yearning for the Geula. We should be Zichah to soon say again the full Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, we see the Geula. And we're going to praise Hashem and sing to Hashem a Shir Chodesh, a new song about the Geula from this Golus. Amen.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111